Back here on Giants.com, it's time for your three matchups to watch. Joined by Paul Dottino, I am John Schmelk. Giants and 49ers, Sunday Night Football. The Niners are just 1-3, and they've struggled offensively. But they have a very talented running back in Carlos Hyde. Here's Giants defensive tackle Jay Bromley on the challenge.
He's a cutback runner, so, you know, he has, like, great, you know, athleticism. So he can make you miss and definitely cut back off, you know, the DNs and tackles down the line of scrimmage. So he's very elusive. He's got a great stiff arm. So those things that make him a great runner.
Paul, Hyde blew up in week one against the Vikings. Yeah. Not a lot of success since then.
No, in fact, I think it was like $160 or so against Minnesota. Since then, only about 115 combined in three games, and the average at only about 3 yards a carry over those three games during the Niners' three-game losing streak. So clearly, as he has gone, the Niners have gone.
Now, of course, the Niners also like to run the ball with their quarterback, Colin Kaepernick. Just under 200 yards rushing, he gets out of the pocket. Giants quarterback Prince Amukamara knows it's much safer to keep him inside the pocket.
I think last year and this year a little bit, it seems like he's been trying to become more of a pocket guy. They still have, like, the boots, and they try to roll him out. But I think he's trying to become a pocket guy also.
And, Paul, Colin Kaepernick has had some issues throwing the football this year. Now, the Giants' secondary has had issues of their own. But Kaepernick has turned the ball over, and he has not been that accurate.
Yeah, half a dozen interceptions, John. But I think the thing that I've noticed is people are reading him really, really well. And in addition to the inaccuracy that he's had, and so that's just a big problem because the timing of their passing game really looks off. I don't know that I've ever seen the Niners' passing game be so disjointed as it is now.
And one of the reasons it's disjointed is they've had trouble protecting their quarterback. And against the Giants' pass rush that has had some issues this year, how do you see that matchup going?
Well, Giants only have 5 sacks so far. You know, you mentioned that. And you know they want to get more. The issue with Kennard being kind of iffy, that could be a problem because he is really good off the edge with the blitz.
Now, the Niners will try to come after you on defense, but unlike the Bills, they're not trying to fool you with a lot of exotic sets. They're just going to line up and try to beat you. Jeff Schwartz talked about the 49ers, front seven.
Yeah, the Niners are going to get after you, and they're going to do it kind of simple, and they're going to just try to, you know, kick your butt right away, and that's kind of the way they've always played. It hasn't really changed with the new personnel in there. They're going to just line up and get after you. They're not trying to fool you. They're just trying to beat you.
And, Paul, they have a couple pretty talented outside linebackers, and that's really where the strength is of this defense.
Well, you know, it's funny. We all talk about the Niners being a ferocious front seven over the years, but as Eli has told us, the names have changed. Lynch at outside linebacker, though, is a guy who I've noticed really did some things to the Packers last week. 4 tackles for a loss, had a couple of sacks, and they look like him in his second year seems to be the guy they'd like to feature as opposed to Bowman, who's coming off the ACL last year.
Those are your three matchups to watch for, Paul Dottino. I'm John Schmelk. We'll see you next time.